person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yes, 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 it's Vision Radio. I'm Dave Colombo-Jenkins, and I'm joined by a cornucopia of guests on this particularly surreal episode. Well, we'll ease you in gently as I'm joined by Jack from Turnian Sound. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's good to be here. How are you doing?
I'm not bad. I'm not bad at all. We've got lots of remixes of your album, Digital Artifice, to play. What are we going with first?
It's the Tice remix of Real.
Ooh, go on, Tice. Such a wide selection of flavors across the collection of remixes. You must be really happy with it.
Yeah, it's a really stacked lineup. It was really, really surreal to put it all together.
Yeah, like you're basically just picking your dream lineup, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's a lot of friends too.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Tell us about the Booker's Finest remix.
He really flipped this one in a direction that we weren't expecting. You know, it's originally just a pure dubstep tune, and he took it in kind of like a Miami bass two-step direction.
Yeah, it's got so much funk. Loving this one. Big up the Bookers.
Boop.
Yeah!
Okay, deep into the selection we go now. Now, this one's a Percy for me, like Niki Tone. He deserves more attention, doesn't he? Like, he's killing it. Like, got some absolutely amazing skills. He's a finger drummer as well, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, he's, in my mind, he's the king of the bootlegs. He just has so many awesome jungle bootlegs up on his Bandcamp, and we've been playing a lot of them out. So it's really cool to get him on.
Yeah, huge props to Niki Tone. There's some hardcore techno vibes on that one. So now, right, tell us all about this remix from Deft.
Yeah, the Deft remix also came out of left field for me, I think. I believe I was turned on to Deft through this radio show back in the day. Years ago, probably in like 2016. So it's really, really awesome to have him on this one as well.
Go on. Amazing. Big up Deft. to our final remix selection from you. So tell us all about this one.
This is the Koido remix of Gunfinger Music.
Yes.
And Koido has been killing it lately with the club beats. Another producer on the drum and bass music to club music producer pipeline like we are.
Yeah, it's the best pipeline to be in, really. And it goes both ways as well. Like, yeah, such vibes on this. Huge love for Koido. And huge love to you as well. Thank you so much for popping by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, big up. Up the tourney and sound, and we're going to keep those gun fingers up for just one moment as we are in esteemed company, as well as Martijn. We have a very, very special guest. Make yourself known, please, Mr. Bedingfield.
Hello, it's Daniel Bedingfield. How are you doing?
Very, very well. This is bonkers, absolutely bonkers. What can we say about you being on this show? This is, nobody saw this coming whatsoever, especially
he,
not
he
me.
He didn't see it coming.
No.
He's just he ended up visiting Groningen the very last minute, and now he's in my studio.
It's crazy. This is my favorite podcast for the last 10 years. So
wow.
It's been keeping me alive. I'll best drum and bass stuff, you know, in the last 10 years.
Amazing.
It's an honor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and for added good measure, Martijn has grown some hair for this episode.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Well.
It's going to be gone by the end of the episode as
well.
He
does look a lot sexier.
Yeah.
This nice is amazing. I do believe we're going to play something a little bit special right about now, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. This has got to get through this with me and Ifan. So I've been working on this with Ifan for the last few months, and we're about to release it. We've got a little bit of label interest from some really sexy labels, so it should be coming out fairly soon.
Yeah. I wasn't wow. involved in this one yet.
That's why it sounds good.
Thanks, man.
Exclusive!
Exclusive! I gotta get through this. I gotta get through this. I gotta make it through. Said I'm gonna get through this. I'm gonna get through this. I gotta take my mind off you. Give me just a second, then I'll be over. Surely one more moment couldn't break my heart. Give me till tomorrow, then I'll be okay. Just another day, and then I'll hold you tight. Your love is pouring like the rain. I close my eyes and it's gone again. When will I get the chance to say I love you? I'm pretending you're any mind. My heart ain't breaking every time I look into your eyes. We'll be right back.
This is Sticky Boo, Miss Dynamite. It's my favourite garage track of all time. I haven't really ever heard anything else made like it, and in my mind this would be its own scene. This is the high point of garage for me.
Absolute classic.
Just got something. I do have lots of positive things to say about this track, and I have a theory as to what BGRC stands for.
What is it? Brrrrg?
Bloody good rave, chap.
Oh, I thought maybe Burt Bacharach inspired by the great songs. No, this is Para with BGRC.
Some real kind of grunty guttural noises. So Daniel, I need to ask you, how much of your life are you able to give up to drum and bass? Obviously you've been like a touring international star, singer, songwriter, pop star for so long. Not a lot of people are going to know about your love with drum and bass, but how much of a role has it played in your life over the years?
So it's pivotal. At the beginning of my life, that was, you know, the first music I really loved. And as it stopped becoming so popular, I turned my mind to garage, and then garage died too. So drum and bass has been keeping me alive for the last 20 years, really. And now that it's fully back and there's proper money coming in, you know, from the gigs, and people are showing up to the shows again, it's getting very, very exciting. So it's really, I'm able to return to my first love.
Wow, go on. You might say the drum and bass is hot property.
Yes.
That only works as a segue if you're looking at the track list and you know this tune is called Hot Property. It's Tease and Objective. Lupo on the remix.
I love this.
That man belonged to her.
Thank you.
man belong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're switching it up to Swisha. This is a nice little, what would you call this, Dave?
I'd call this a slug of a tune. Just a nice, big old fat bass liney slug. This has got those kind of garagey vibes that we were talking about. But
it does, yeah.
Yeah, kind of in a much slower, kind of strange, woozy type of way. This is Ohm.
Oh, yeah. Or Oma, as we call our uncles here in the Netherlands.
And there are some more two-step vibes coming up later on in the show. Quite a garagey addition, really, isn't it? But not now, because this is Alun with something rather exfoliating. It's called Dacre. I'm not too sure what that means or translates to, or whether I'm even saying it right, but there's no change there. This is on Blackouts.
Yeah.
this is DJ Ride, Japan 222 on Studio. I'm rocking my head to this one, man. Amazing.
Always DJ Ride.
Big up, Thomas. DJ Ride, and keeping the Japanese flavors now, certainly in the name, at least this next one is on Yamatai. It is Rue with Possession.
Yamatai, no Dave.
this is one of the very few tunes you actually wish you were more sober so you could dance better to it.
Nice. I don't dance.
You don't dance? This one forces me to dance.
I don't stay sober.
Drum and bass is my drug.
Yeah. My Jemuch of the week. Jemuch's Daniel, in case you don't know, that's Dutch for crikey or blimey. Oh, awesome. The type of track that makes blimey. Me say that. Blimey, but in Dutch it's Jemuch. This is Tian. It was a new name for me, so please make yourself known if you ever hear this. And you think, I'd like this person to know more about my music. Please, I'd like to know more about your music. This one's called Spinal. It's out now. Make your era.
Jemuch.
Thank you.
Back in Japan with Tokyo is, yeah, from Japan.
No, they're from Germany.
Oh, okay, great. Of course, very obvious. This is very high Thais vibes. All I know on waves.
So back in the day, we were always trying to create new rhythms that people hadn't heard before, so we could impress each other. And this is what I'd be listening for. Yeah, man.
It's got the vibe, hasn't it?
Yep. That's my shit. Can we say shit?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Shit. Woo!
Remember whose turn is it? I think it's your turn, actually. Yeah.
I think it's you.
Go on. Treat yourself. I'm giving it to you.
This is a brand new dunk. It's very warm. I like.
Yeah.
It's called Budwa. That's probably a very, very warm way of saying Budweiser.
I was going to say that too.
You're going to say what?
I was going to say that too. It's known as Budweiser in other countries.
Ah.
When they
warm lukewarm Budweiser.
Come on, dance with me.
This is Minor Forms, Tell You, Smoking Area Mix with CIA. I would have heard this song on the new Matrix soundtrack if the Matrix 4 had been any good.
Nice to have so many of those kind of breaky type of garagey flavors. It's almost as if we knew there was going to be a bit of a kind of garage icon on the show with us today. And now onto something very, very contemporary, and it's actually my second Yamok of the show. I love Samurai Breaks. Everything that Sam has done absolutely smashes it, and I know you're a fan as well, Daniel.
Yeah.
This one is called Lemon Poppers.
This is one of the tracks that gives me faith in the future of drum and bass.
Yeah, faith in the future of humanity, full stop.
Yeah, mate.
We'll be right back.
Oof. It's the reload.
Oh, shit.
The first of two reloads on this show, because we've had guests and stuff like that. I think, anyway, is that, yeah, no.
It was a tie. It was a tie.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. So we got a doubler, a tie.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, right, for voting for your favorite track of the last episode. And so, yeah, we have a tie. It's two Turnian Sound remixes, but this is the very, very first one that we're playing. It's Cheddar Scatter in the remix by none other than our own Pussage.
Big up that Pussage.
It's Pussage, of course. Love you.
Once again, it's time for the reload. This is amazing. So, I mean, like, it means that pretty much a third of the show is all Turnian Sound remixes, but we have no complaints about that because they're all so flipping good, especially this one. Thank you to everybody who votes and gets involved with the reloads every single week and supports us in all the ways that you do, especially on Patreon. That is the way that we survive. That is the way my wages are paid. This is Bunching on the remix. I think this is my favorite remix out of all of them. No offense, Frank. Yours is my second favorite, but it's my favorite tune of the album, and Bunchin is just amazing. He's touched this perfectly. I know you're a bit of a fan as well, aren't you, Mr. Bedingfield?
Yeah, I just met Bunchin a few months ago, and he's so sweet. Such an interesting person. I really, really liked him. Fantastic producer.
Big shout to Bunchin.
Yes, big up Bunchin. And right about now, we've got a new listener submission or a demo that we got that is unsigned. It's by Inisha. Is it? Am I reading that right? Inisha. It's called Traces. Very nice and lushy. Is that a word even?
It is now.
Nice.
Something very joyous and positive and vibrant and soulful. This is Desolate Land on an EP called Doomsday from Nebulate. It's not
it's
soulful or positive
it's
at all.
It's our future. Yeah. The hurricane's coming.
We got a
this
wild
one's heavy.
Yab in here appearing.
Oh, wow. Wow. We have. We've got everybody's here.
Vision head honcho. Yab, can you say what track this is?
What track this is?
Okay. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Thank you. Okay, never mind.
Thank you.
good things must come to an end, and sadly, this is the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining us, Daniel. It's been a really interesting show, and yeah, one that I'll certainly not forget in a hurry.
Greatest podcast experience of my life. The rest of my life's downhill from here, mate. I've been on my favourite podcast of all time.
Yay! Brilliant. We're going to wrap up with, what is this now? Agno 3?
It must be an element or something, or common, like a molecule or something, right?
Yeah. If I could be bothered, I'd look it up, but we're recording in real time, so I'm just going to say, you used the word lushy earlier on. I would say this is lushy, definitely, and a great way to wrap up the show as well.
I do get a bit excited thinking that there might be more breaks in my future. I'd like to see the resurgence of, like, you know, Ibiza chill breaks. So I'm looking forward to that. I think this is going to become more popular, I'm hoping.
Definitely. Kind of on that lo-fi kind of, yeah. Well, we listen to music in lots of different ways and lots of different capacities and contexts. There's always time and space for music like this.
Actually, so I hope there's more breaks in all of our future. It's silver nitrate. AgNO3.
Oh, which is exactly what your lovely wig is made out of as well.
Definitely.
He's getting poisoned by wearing the wig, but he does it anyway because it at least mitigates slightly. The sunburn in Netherlands is extraordinary. Constantly getting sunburned. It's so hot here.
Daniel, have we actually got through this then?
No, Dave, you were wearing a rubber this time.